Okay, so I hope you guys can forgive any sounds in the background because I have the AC running unlike I usually do, you know, for like recordings because, whew, it is hot here and Texas is a little fucking ball of fire and I do not want to die here. So I hope you can forgive me for that. But yeah, I figured since I hit 50K subscribers on YouTube a while ago and then all of a sudden I had to, you know, move and pack up and all this stuff, then, you know, I'd finally sit down and try to answer a few questions. However, there are a lot more questions than there were back at 1,000, you know, subscribers. So I think I'll be doing this in sections so it's not as like a, as daunting of a task than, you know, something smaller like 15 minutes, da da da. So yeah, okay. So let's begin, shall we? Oh wait, yeah, also, of course I've already fucking said it, but thank you so much for 50K. I didn't think I'd ever get there, you know, but we did, and I'm really excited, and I'm eager to answer some of the questions that you guys have asked. So yeah, let's go. Let's start with some lowball questions, yeah? So someone asked, what is your actual hair and eye color? My hair color is really, really dark brown, and my eyes are hazel. But, I mean, they can usually just pass for brown, but whatever. So, yeah, but usually I try to dye my hair purple, or I used to dye it blonde, and it's so much fucking work. And I'm, like, a very, comfort over fashion, so, yeah. I just dye it purple whenever I want to now. Fuck the blonde, it's so much fucking effort, and it takes, like, 2 boxes to do, like, because my hair goes, like, all the way down to my ass, so it's a lot of product, and it's a lot of time, and just, oh, I just hit my keyboard. I'm sorry. I'm not going to edit that out. but yeah, so. A strange question was, what is your opinion on the Romania-Moldova unification problem? Yeah. I'm a staunch believer in not talking on things that you don't know shit about. So, I don't know anything about that. So if anyone wants to educate me, I love fucking knowledge and just like getting trivia in my brain that I probably won't ever be able to use, but sometimes maybe you do. And that's why I love trivia. Also, I love when people come into my comment section and they, you know, start doing their trivia facts or, you know, stuff like that. I'm addicted to it. Okay, anyway. The second one that person asked was my favorite anime. Oh my god. God, jeez. Okay, so my most memorable? There you go, that's the word. my most memorable anime is probably Inuyasha. Mostly because it was on Adult Swim, you know, when I was becoming a young little insomniac. And when I met my husband, he had, we had met online. And so when he first visited my place, you know, after getting off the plane, he had an Inuyasha plushie for me. And I was so excited and it just made my day. And it's just always made, you know, Inuyasha have a special place in my heart. But I also really like Fairy Tail. Death Note was, of course, good. And there's so many good ones that they all just kind of like conglomerate into like one. And you're just like, yeah, anime. You know what I mean? Okay, let's see. How do you sleep at night knowing so many other people fall asleep listening to your voice? That's really exciting for me because in general, it just means that I'm helping a lot of people get some sleep. And, you know, since I'm a little bit of an insomniac myself, then I know that I'm helping other people that, you know, feel the same way I did. And, you know, I know the frustrations and blah, blah, blah. So it just makes me really happy. I mean, it makes me happy just having people listen to me. but yeah, it's just pretty great, honestly. It's kind of my biggest drive to make content like this. It's just like, there's a lot of people that, you know, go about their day and they're kind of like passed over or like not really heard or seen or like their needs go unmet or whatever. And in a way that I try to not let it be parasocial as possible, I, you know, can provide some kind of stopgap feature to help them, like, you know, bridge until they can get, you know, whatever they're really looking for, whether it's a good night's sleep, you know, a significant other, maybe just some fucking praise, you know? I mean, everyone has their needs and they need to be met if you're going to be a happy human. So, you know, that's just what motivates me. Someone asked, what's the meaning of life? besides, standing aside the comment earlier about not talking on what the fuck I don't know about. I would say, I think the biggest thing for being happy in life is to find a way to use your talents that only you basically possess to help the rest of society. Whether it's, volunteering for, shelters or, fostering kids or, donating, helping the homeless, da da da, or, making audios for people that are, in need of them. I think as long as you can analyze what you can do and what you're good at and what you enjoy doing, and find some way to turn that around to help others, that just, it's really fucking satisfying. It's like 1,000 of those satisfyingly whatever videos that you fucking find that I binge all the time. But yeah, I think that's the answer. Whether, whatever it's different for everyone, but you just gotta find what yours is. And it's why, like, when people are like, what do I gotta do? You can't really fucking tell them because, like, everyone's their own individual. And if you give people enough time and enough space and the resources to, flourish, then most times that they'll do just that. But sometimes, we just get stuck in ruts. And so it's our job to break out of them and find what we gotta do to make ourselves happy and, fulfilled. But then this person asked another question. And he said, if I could be one animal for a day, for one day, what animal would I be and why? Probably a bird. Like any bird that could fly, really. Because, I don't know. I had a dream, a lucid dream once when I was a teenager. And I figured out how to fly. And oh my God, it was the most amazing thing. And I swore, back, when I was a silly bean. I was like, oh, astral projecting, and I just gotta figure out how to get back to it, and doing fucking kid stuff. So I was just like, ah, that's awesome. I want that because I've always, been a bit of a flighty person. So, taking off and running away and playing keep away and just like running for the hills is something that I'm very prone to do, I guess. Emotionally, physically. I moved from Pennsylvania to Florida to Pennsylvania to Texas. So, yeah, I keep going a lot. And, just, yeah. I think I'd be a bird. And I don't think I would be like a carnivorous bird because they have a lot of weird evolution mechanics. Like some of them, okay, the thing I said about trivia? That's where we are right now. Like some of the birds, like when they're out in the heat, like they poop on their own legs and stuff to like keep cool or like keep bugs off. And I don't know. I would just like to fly and eat some berries, okay? That's what I want to do. Someone else asks, now that you've been doing this for quite some time, which character or theme is your favorite? Oh, I see. Don't really have a character favorite. Usually my favorite is who's ever lore that I'm updated on because like otherwise like when patrons don't vote for a character for a very long time, I forget like everything about that character and I literally like before I started saving my scripts, I had to go to a website and get it automatically transcripted. So I would not have to sit there and listen to my own voice for like 15, 20 minutes a shot just to figure out the lore of my own character because my head does not have that much space in it. It just, everything comes in and it falls out the back and what are you gonna do? So I have to like write things down or I have to like save the script so I can quickly like skim over them and see what the fuck I'm supposed to be saying and doing, But I think my favorite is probably one shots because like, oh God, it's getting a little cold in here now. Maybe I should have turned off the AC. I don't know. It's just like one shots. You're not expected to like be up to date, and especially after having so many different characters, it's a lot. And sometimes you get them confused, or you might give them a slightly wrong accent, and then it's just like, oh God damn it, I fucked up. And then like you just sit there and ruminate on that for like five fucking years and. But yeah, so probably one-shots or just things that are more, you know, to my core basicness, you know, like my own personality, instead of like the overstretches. Although I have really, as a lot of patrons can tell, I have been enjoying the femdom ones quite a bit, just because they're usually like more reserved and like more laid back, and I don't have to, you know, after, because like with the move and all, you don't have to be so like energetic, because like after I'm done, you know, unboxing and, you know, calling people, getting services set up and just all of that, it's just like, huh, I don't want to be, you know, super energetic right now, I'm tired. But yeah, so it's just fun. And also because the femdom audios really seem to resonate with some of the listeners, and of course that just, you know, puts me over the moon, or over myself, whatever. Let's see. Have I ever been to an air show before? Just to make sure that I am not talking out of my ass. I'm gonna look this up. Yeah, I'm sure that you guys do this as well. Like when you think you know what a word means, but you're like, I don't want to be dumb on the internet, so I better Google it. And it's like the most mundane word as well. It's like kitchen. You're like, But no, okay. No, I cannot say that I have been to an air show. I can say that since my dad was really into airplanes and did the Vietnam stuff, as some of you guys have seen on Twitter from some of the pictures we had found after cleaning up the house and cleaning it out, he was really into like air stuff. So for one of my birthdays, he had taken me on a helicopter ride, which was terrifying. But like after, like as soon as I stepped off the plane, I was like, that was fucking awesome, you know. But like during the whole thing, I'm like, I'm going to die, and I'm going to die right here over my fucking, oh yeah, there's my house, guy that's pointing it out to me. That's great, thank you. I'm going to die, you know. But like as soon as I got off, I was like, that was fucking sweet. And then it was like a core memory that just, right on the top. I didn't appreciate it then, but I appreciate it now. So, you know, it was really good. I liked it. I might like an air show too. Okay, so a few of you have asked if I do like other voice acting work, or do I do any professional stuff? And honestly, this is kind of like my dream job. I don't really have the desire to, you know, work in like big anime, or, you know, have my voice on TV or anything like that. I just really like helping people and being able to stay home while I do it, because that's kind of the best thing for me. So no, I don't really, I mean, I've done a few voice lines for people, you know, like indie people that are just making stuff, and that's fun and stuff, you know. But after encountering like a few bad clients for commissions and stuff, I'm just not really interested in working like specifically for other people who have like a very direct goal of, you know, whatever they want. I would prefer to make something and show them it and be like, do you like this? And they'll be like, yes or no. And then either they'll pay or they don't. You know, it's not just like constantly revisiting the same thing and trying to get like the exact tone, or, you know, if they don't give you a lot to go on for what they're asking for, and then you end up like not hitting the mark because there's no direction. It's just, no, I like being my own boss, because I'm critical enough on myself. it's just crushing when other people just pile on. Not that, like, you know, I'm always right or anything. It's just like I'm always so hard and critical of myself that like any external whatever is just like, yeah, you see, you're right, you're fucking, you know, and you just go down that spiral, and it's just not my thing. Not something that's good for me. also, someone asked, what other passions do you have outside of voice acting work? Let me see. I'm a pretty boring person. I like anime. I like playing in VR. I like, you know, the usual hanging out with friends and stuff. I like doing resin art, but the problem was back at my house, my foundation wasn't level, so my artwork, my resin art, was not level either, and it made it terrible. So I really want to get into that again. I'm making a whole little wish list for all the things that I'm hoping to get. Because, like, when I was in the other house, I was like, oh, well, fuck it. It's not like we'll ever get out of this house, so I'll throw away my resin stuff. And it was stupid of me, but yeah. I like to do resin. I like to crochet. I like going for walks in the park. I like playing with the dogs. I like playing with the bird. I love to cook, and I am so excited because this new house has, like, the biggest kitchen, and my other kitchen was big, but it was also, like, empty, like, they didn't have counters, it was just, like, a wall, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with a giant wall? So, you know, it was really good, and I get to cook, and, like, I love to just, like, I like to make bread, and I like to make desserts, and I like to use the Instapot and the Crock-Pot, make my own salsa, my own chili. You can see I really like to cook. But, yeah, there's that, and I have terrible handwriting, but I like to play with calligraphy and, like, dip pens. What else? I like to draw, I like to paint. I tried felting, but I stabbed my fingers too many times, and, I didn't like that, so I put that back down. I don't know, I've tried a lot of little different things, but, yeah, it's just stuff like that. Of course, I like to game. I grew up on games, and just, like, we'd spend the entire, like, wake up. You'd go to sleep on the couch, I would push the couch. In the summertime, I'd push the couch up to the TV so I wouldn't have to sit on the floor, and I'd push the couch up there, and I would just play, like, Final Fantasy VII until I passed out with, like, a warhead in my mouth, and, you know, the controller was just, like, cast to the side on the sofa, and I'd wake up, and I'd be like, oh, shit, and then I'd, like, you know, continue eating my warhead, and then, you know, resuming the game and trying to go find the weapon underwater or, you know, go save... what was it, Tifa? I don't know, one of them. So, yeah, gaming is huge for me. I like puzzles. Something about puzzles and, like, co-op games where, like, you work together is a real big one for me. I like that a lot. I was addicted to WoW for a long time, so, yeah. I have way too many hours on my druid. Paid for way too many faction changes as well. But yeah, that's a lot of what I like to do. Also, being an introvert, I just like to be by myself, whether that's, you know, reading books or doodling or, you know, just being silly and weird and, like, entertaining myself by hanging out with my dogs and stuff like that. You know, we used to have a boat when I was a kid. My dad had a boat, and I would help him take care of it, and then, like, as, like, a reward, we would go over to, you know, the big part of the lake, and I'd get to, you know, drive around on it or, you know, hop in the water and go swimming around a bit. But that water was really yucky, and I didn't mind it then, but now it puts me off because I remember how slimy the water was, and I was like, oh, it's not that bad, you know, but, you know, as an adult looking back, you're like, ugh, why? No, yucky. You know what I mean? Okay, so this probably wraps up the audio. We're already a couple minutes over 15, but I figured it'd be easier to do this in sections. So yeah, I hope you have the best day, and I hope you look forward to the rest of the questions whenever I get around to answering them. Yeah, okay, so I'll see you guys later. I hope you are safe until next time, and I'll see you soon. Mwah!